Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stevie Dan bringing us back. That's Peg. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Nick Schott. Nick is a past executive with a major company, Disney, the Disney company, and he's an online big data expert. But now he's come out of the dark side and come over into the light with and become a small business owner as a franchisee. And you've got several of them, don't you, Nick?
Yeah, we have two Sport Clips haircuts here in Sarasota, Florida. Area.
How's that going? Talk to us about the franchisee experience. This is a very important topic for my audience.
Yeah, you know, the franchise model, we studied it for a long time but before we decided to make the jump into it. But actually, if you do your research on it, because this truly is a marriage, a professional marriage. You've got the franchisor that's providing you things.
Opportunity, and they're going to give it to you in a little piece of their action.
Right.
You turn it into your own.
Right. And in our case, you know, I knew nothing about the hair industry before we started Sport Clips. And you know, I am so grateful that I aligned myself with a strong franchisor like Sport Clips that helped guide me through that startup process and ongoing operations and things like that.
So tell us about the process.
The decision process is pretty involved. It's kind of a you know, you go back and forth. Are you suitable for the franchise model, or does the franchise people think you're suitable, and or vice versa? And you go through this dance, and you finally make your decision on it. Then the money starts flowing, and then the real stuff starts happening then. Because in our case, because we've got a physical presence, you build a store, you got to staff up, you got to get financing.
You got to decorate it and make it look like their specifications.
Oh, yeah. They don't give you any leeway in that at all. Yep. At least in Sport Clips, they don't.
Well, none of them do. They can't. My favorite story about that was one company that there's a franchise. I love their chicken salad. And one day I bought a chicken salad from them, and it tasted different. And I said, wait a minute. I said, it's not bad. It just tastes a little different. What'd you do? They said, well, the company changed the recipe. Instead of putting in sweet pickles, they put in dill pickles. Now our new recipe. And I said, well, I liked it with the sweet pickles. They said, sorry. I said, I want you to make me some with sweet pickles. I'll buy 2 or 3 pounds, right? He said, I'm sorry. I'd lose my franchise.
Right.
Just because of the pickles.
Right. No, I'm not surprised. Not surprised. And whether you like sweeter or dill pickles is not as important as their attention to detail.
Well, and the fact that they wanted, and you know, and McDonald's is a perfect example, right?
Oh, yeah.
If you get a hamburger, a McDonald's hamburger in Moscow or a hamburger in Moline, Kansas, it's the same hamburger.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
And that's what you count on, right? Experience. You count on that that standard.
Right. Yeah, I know, you know, for me, if I get a haircut here at my store in Sarasota, or I happen to be in Knoxville, Tennessee, and I want a haircut there, I know I'm going to get the same experience as Sport Clips regardless of where I'm taking that haircut.
So interesting about you, though, is you weren't in that business. You're not a barber or a hair guy.
Nope.
You just want to become a business owner, and you had to find somebody, I guess, who knows that business to be like a manager, I guess.
Yeah, our store, all Sport Clips stores have a licensed stylist as a manager that runs the day-to-day. Because it's a regulated industry. You have to have the licensed folks in the store. And we can help out, you know, with some simple things when we're there. Me and my wife, I don't normally do it myself, but you know, we're not cutting hair at all. We're not getting close to the equipment.
But that's an interesting model, though, and I'm glad you were able to spell that out. All right, I want to move over and talk a little bit about your book, Online or Flatline. Tell the audience how that's going to help them.
You know, the backstory on this, when I first moved to Sarasota, and we knew no one, no family, no friends, I wanted to get reintegrated back into the business community. So I started volunteering with SCORE, helping small business owners
locally.
And a great organization. And because I'm a digital guy, I've been digital my whole career, I kept getting all these clients that were digital, they had digital needs, need a website, whatever it is. So it dawned on me about 6 months into this that, man, there's a huge need in the small business community for just guidance. They don't need a lot. They're willing. They're open. They just need something that can say, here are the 8 or 10 things I need to worry about in the particular order I need to worry about and why it's important. And, you know, what's the terminology? What are the, you know, strengths and weaknesses of all these aspects of digital marketing? So I thought, well, the only way I can reach them, and it's kind of like you, Jim, seems like you've got to go to a mass medium for that. You do it one-on-one, it's great, but I can't reach 10,000 small business owners without some other mechanism, and that's where the concept for online from online or flatline came from.
Right.
You know, that can touch a lot more business owners than I will ever physically be able to do on a one-on-one basis. So that's where it came from.
Well, exactly. So talk to us about, though, in your book, break it down. I've got about a minute left. Break down some of the key elements that are in the book that would help people with their online strategy.
So first is the reason for taking an online strategy. And it's pretty much, if you don't, you could endanger your business. You could, and that's where Flatline comes from. So after that, hopefully that motivational piece goes through. I walk step by step through the most important things. You have to have a website. It has to be mobile friendly. Google needs to love you, blah, 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 blah. Closing with some more advanced concepts like how do you monetize your social media platform? The whole concept, you know, as I'm walking through
this. Do you recommend they get help? Do you recommend they get professionals to come in rather than try to do it internally so much?
Well, you know, I'm mixed on that. I recommend they get a basic education, and that's what I hope Online or Flatline helps with.
Right.
Because if they choose to go outside professional help, I want them to be educated.
They need to be able to hire the right person, don't they, and get their money's worth.
Yeah, it could be taken advantage of if you're not.
Hey, Nick, good job today. Come back soon.
Love to. Yeah, thanks for having me, Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.